Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Alrighty, AMA, you ask, we answer. Questions from Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. James Seltzer, what do inquiring minds want to know today?
All right, let's start out with our buddy Dan Schwartz on Twitter. Dan in the Northeast asking, now that Joe has reached his 175th win, what's his next goal? And will the celebration be just as mundane? Great use of mundane there.
Yeah, well, so I don't have a next goal yet. I got to think about it. Maybe something around 200. I mean, one thought is maybe trying to have the longest winning streak I've ever had, which I believe is, well, I'm certain it was 22.
It was the first one.
Yeah, I started out 22-0. So I've gone from 161 and 25 to 175 and 25. That's 14 in a row. If I can get 8 more, I'll tie. If I get 9 more, I'll break the record. So I guess that would sort of be the next one. But I'm not ready to lock that in as my thing yet. Right now, I just want to sit back and enjoy this 175, and I'll figure it out in future weeks. That's it. That's my answer.
Yeah.
Dude, you try to get to 175 wins, you'd want to enjoy it, too.
Yeah.
I will say, it would be nice if, you know, the radio station did something nice for me. Like, when I get to 200, I'm expecting balloons, a meal, a cake.
Keep expecting.
You know, I mean, come on now.
If anyone should get balloons, it's me for coming up with the questions for so long. I deserve
so hard to come up with questions.
All right, really good question from Mike on Twitter. Mike asks, who's the most fascinating person you've ever had a conversation with?
Man, my first thought is, I don't know. John, do you have anyone that comes to mind for you?
The Rock.
Ooh.
Amazing guy. Maybe James Hetfield or Billy Joe. They've been around for a long time, seen so much. Ozzy Osbourne, that's crazy to me.
That is pretty
getting
amazing.
A chance to sit down and, like, actually, I got to play one of my songs to Ozzy.
Wow.
And Ozzy was talking about his like life growing up.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
You know, like that was amazing to me. And again, he smelled better than any human being I've ever smelled.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Like emollients on his skin or something. But anyway.
That's wild. I don't know. I got to think about it, James. Like John, I could list a couple of famous people I've talked to, but what was fascinating, I'm not sure. I'll think about it.
Okay. I'll give you
it's just amazing, these people that you know so much about in their public life. If you learn something about their private life and just like the things that they've had to overcome to get where they've gotten, it's always inspiring.
All right. Good question from Mid-Major Matt on Twitter. Matt asks, what's the one opinion your co-host has that angers you the most?
Oh, it's John on injuries. He's always like ripping people for injuries. I mean, he acted like the Eagles created a Jalen Hurts ankle injury to have a quarterback controversy on Monday. It was absurd. He was injured. People get injured. John told us Alshon was going to be ready for the start of 2018. He wasn't. John told us that Carson should rush back for the start of 2018. He shouldn't have. It's everything related to injuries. John normally gets it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Joe, I mean, this is easy. We've talked about it too many times, given it too much credit, the president.
Thing. Yes, great point. I definitely agree with
you. You know, I found out last night, John, that Harry Truman wasn't even in politics till he was 50. I mean, there's hope. There's all sorts of – I mean, Jimmy Carter was a peanut farmer.
You know how different things are now?
Not that different, dude. Obama.
Just from a financial perspective.
No,
you know what it requires to do what you're saying.
You poo-poo that. Like, that is as big a part of any of it.
Yeah, but there's a lot of ways.
We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars.
Well, Obama didn't have hundreds of millions of dollars.
And also, like, the whole, like, you don't do anything ever. Like, your life's a waste of time. Like, do you realize the president is the busiest person
Dude,
on the planet?
Let me explain something to you.
I'm nonstop, you would have to be meetings. You'd be flying to countries. You'd be doing this, that. Like, you don't want to do anything.
So I'm going to give you a Game of Thrones.
And if you don't, it puts the lives of every American at risk.
Well, I'm going to give you a Game.
300 million people relying on you, but no biggie.
A Game of Thrones analogy. Bram is doing nothing but going through the wilderness and talking to the guy sitting in the tree for, like, I don't know, 5 years. And ends up on the throne at the end.
Oh, well, we all know that was a mistake. You're really using Game of Thrones, the end of Game of Thrones, in your argument.
It was a mistake, but he got there.
Wow.
All right. Next call. Next question.
Well done.
Next question.
Yeah, I think so. Good question from Jack the Mike on Twitter. He says, at the risk of finding out how the sausage is made, how is the hammer able to read books in the bathtub for hours without the pages of the book ever getting wet? At some point, possibly by hour two, don't his arms and hands get wet eventually? How does he then turn the pages? All the important stuff.
Yeah.
You need to know.
No, I've never dropped a book in the bathtub. I've always been afraid of it. Never have. I have dropped a phone in the bathtub maybe once or twice. The book, you know, little fringe elements of the page is every once in a while will get a tad wet, but nothing that can't be dealt with. So it's actually never happened. But, of course, and how you turn the pages, you know, obviously I put my hands under the water from time to time, both hands, but I have a towel next to me to dry them off, or a lot of times I'll put the hands under the water when I'm on the left side, the page on the left, so I have time by the time I finish that page, finish the page on my right, then the hands will be more naturally dry. So there's a strategy to it all. Yeah. There is. I mean, I'm actually not kidding. I mean, just gave you a detailed answer, obviously.
I know. I wish you were kidding. It's really
no,
my
I'm not
take
kidding.
Away there.
No.
Big Sequence wants to know, Diane Chambers or Rebecca Howe?
As far as show quality, it's Diane. I've gone back and forth on this, but having and I'm still rewatching Cheers again. It's very clear to me this go around that the episodes that were best were the Diane episodes. No question about it.
All right, one more.
Although I'm a huge Rebecca Howe fan. I mean,
we
let's
know.
Be real.
Yeah. We know.
Huge fan.
We know.
Yep.
All right, one more. Michael Morrow, a bit of a dark question, but Michael Morrow wants to know, what song do you want to be played at your funeral?
Holy cow!
Probably How Great Thou Art. It's a Catholic song.
Oh, my God.
It's a Catholic song about God, how great thou art.
But you want it about you.
It'd be a double entendre. The greatness of God and the greatness of me. Yeah, how great thou art. That would be.
Wow.
Close the funeral
so
down.
So we've reached peak. Yeah, like we've had Michael Jordan. We've had, you know, we've Lincoln, all these things. He just went God. He just compared himself to God. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, how great thou art. Wow. Yeah, sure. It's a classic.
I'd have to go religious too. I mean, you know, Ben Harper has some like gospel remakes, like I Want to Be Ready. I think it would be something like that. Gotta, you know, take it. It's a funeral. I can't believe this is a question.
Yeah, question.
I've thought about it, by the way.
I really?
Oh, I've thought about it many times.
Really?
I've been to so many funerals. I know exactly what songs would be on Eagle's Wings. All the classic Catholic songs. Yeah, believe me, one bread, one body. Anyone that's Catholic that has gone to church through the years knows the songs I'm talking about. There's like six or seven quintessentials, and I would choose them all. I'd have them all chosen for me. Yeah, yeah, believe me, I thought about it. And with that, we
play Zeppelin at my funeral, right?
And with that, we shut it down. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Chet right now in Plymouth Meeting. Hey, Chet.
Hey, gentlemen, let me tell the speaker real quick.
You got it.
First off, I want to tell you, I'm in Howie's corner. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm a guy that plays percentages. And there's 32 teams in the NFL. And in the last 10 years, we won a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. 22 other teams didn't. And I think that puts Howie at a different level than every other general manager in the league, or at least most of the other general managers. But, you know, other than two basic shortcomings, which is receivers and cornerbacks, I think Howie's done a good job with personnel.
Linebackers.
And
defensive
ends. Yeah, well, you know what? Everything goes up and down, John. You know, sometimes we got a good fullback, sometimes we don't. Sometimes you got a good quarterback, sometimes you don't. But his inconsistency with receivers and cornerbacks is where I got to point my finger.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Yep.
But, well, that's definitely the worst. Yeah. But, man, the middle of our defense. I mean, well, the first two levels of our defense. Well, actually, every level of our defense, because the cornerbacks are the worst.
But would you have said that in the Super Bowl year? Would you have said that in other playoff years? You're looking at this year. You're not looking at the sum total of his work over the 10-year period.
No, you're looking at 1 year. You're looking at the year that he was executive of the year and saying that's who he is. I don't agree. I think that's the outlier.
But I'm not saying that's who he is. I'm saying that he is a cut above the rest. And unless you get something that is cut much, much higher – I think you've got to stick with what you've got and put the protection around him. That is, get him consultants or other somebody to coach him on drafting receivers and corners.
You know,
right?
Well,
in those areas.
We don't know how much he takes coaching either.
You know, you look at some of the gems that he's done. I mean, the fact that we even have a draft choice potentially coming for Joe Flacco. that's a guy who's a thinker. Right, he's thinking about the things. He's making the moves, bringing in Gardner Minshew.
I agree with you on that, Chet. Yep.
Now, you know, the one thing we haven't talked about with all of this is that we don't know how much of Howie is Howie and how much of Howie is Jeffrey. And the decisions, whether they would be better if they weren't tempered by Jeffrey's wishes, we don't know how much that plays in here.
Well,
I will acknowledge that he has a very difficult job if the reports are true that Jeffrey Lurie wants to have more say and that he certainly doesn't, you know, he takes that bullet.
Yeah, he really does.
Certainly, he takes that bullet.
He really does.
You got to give him credit for that.
I agree with that.
And at least Jeffrey's not a Steinbrenner, you know, mm-hmm. but from that aspect of things, he's not the worst owner either. I mean, you know, look, Norman Brayman.
I thought he was one of the best.
Well, Norman Brayman's the worst we've had.
Wouldn't pay for socks.
Look.
I mean, you know, because guys wore out their socks too fast.
I mean,
you know?
Norman Brayman was the worst. Chad, give me a great movie with a place in the title.
Okay. This is one of my all-time favorites. It's high up on my personal list, right? And it gives you the story of success. Success is knowing how to spend it. Never ordered a brandy in my life. Wasn't Cordon Bleu. Went on the street, took $200 from Shylock to see Frank Sinatra at the Garden, and sat two seats away from Tony Bennett. Now that's success, Pop. The Pope of Greenwich Village.
All right, Chet. You got it, my man. You know, I've heard about that movie for years, and I've never seen it. People say it's great.
It's a very good movie.
And who's in it?
Eric Roberts is the star. I don't remember who else is in it. It's been like 30 years.
Is Eric Roberts meaning Julia Roberts' brother?
Yes, yeah. Eric Roberts,
wow.
Julia Roberts' brother.
How about that?
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Up ahead, we'll talk to the Diddy, Ray Dittinger, today at 1245 for an entire hour on all this stuff related to the Birds. Ray at 1245, phone calls are out. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, I'm so inspired by the stories submitted for the Caring for Family Caregivers Contest, sponsored by AARP Philadelphia. We've been talking about it for a couple of weeks. And congratulations to our winner, Barbara. Now, wait till you hear this here. Barbara cares for her 106-year-old father, who's a veteran, who still lives in his own home. Barbara manages his bills and groceries, and on top of all that, of course, manages her own personal responsibilities of other aspects of her life. And, of course, her father, 106, how amazing is that? Caregivers, they're amazing. And AARP is here in Philadelphia with help for family caregivers. Check out aarp.org/near you. Again, that's aarp.org/near you for free tips and tools, online events, and much more.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!